So for today's topic, I wanted to talk about the controversy I see out there on social media with all the fitness gurus and health and wellness professionals about what is the most effective way of building muscle. One side talks about the time under tension philosophy, and then there's the people who swear by mechanical tension. And for the most part, both sides are actually right in the way that they're presenting it. So I wanted to put my two cents on this. I do follow more of a time under tension philosophy of slowing things down, but for different reasons than maybe some of these people on social media. And I do understand mechanical tension being the main driving force for building muscle. But I just look at all these fitness people out there, and a lot of them in their 20s, and a lot of them are the steroid juicers, but there's a lot of natural bodybuilders as well who are more heavily towards mechanical tension. I'm not here to change your mind about it. I'm actually here to just agree with it, but also shed some light on why I pick the other side of doing a little bit more time under tension. So if you're interested, stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. So let's just start with what is time under tension is just the duration of your exercise, whatever amount of reps you're doing, however slow or fast you're doing it, how much time did it take you to finish basically 10 bicep curls? It could be 30 seconds. And then the other side is, what is mechanical tension? Well, mechanical tension is how heavy is the object that you are lifting, no matter how fast or slow you're doing it, doesn't matter how long it takes. Both sides agree that you should do the exercise to failure to get the effective reps, meaning pushing past the burn safely to get the most out of your workout. But if you're following those principles, which side will build you muscle the fastest? And that's what's out there. When I talk about time under tension, I'm more referring to slow-mo training or just my own kind of brand of time under tension, where I've picked 4 to 5 seconds to do a bicep curl on the way up for the concentric, 4 to 5 seconds on the way down for the negative or the eccentric. So when most people are talking to time under tension, it's a little bit different from the philosophy that I'm speaking of. I should probably rebrand and call mine something else. But anyways, let's just get it out there right now. The most effective way to build muscle the fastest, 100%, is the more mechanical tension you have, the faster you will build. Now, the problem with that is like, okay, well, can I build muscle with 1 rep maxes and using the most mechanical tension I can versus going 8 reps or 10 reps, maybe going a little bit lighter with that mechanical tension? From what all the people out there in social media are saying, it would seem that the 1 rep maxes should be building the most muscle, and that's definitely not true. So already their theory is debunked. Everyone knows 8 to 10 reps is the best for hypertrophy. Gives you enough of the time under tension to still give the highest amount of mechanical tension combo, I guess you would say it, versus doing the 1 rep maxes. And 1 rep maxes are great, shocks the body. If you're working on strength and not necessarily working on building more muscle, the 1 rep maxes are great. They are the most dangerous and most risky of injuring yourself. So I definitely don't think the over 40 crowd should be focusing on powerlifting and extreme strength training. Then on the other side, for time under tension, that side feels that using a lighter weight, slowing down the contraction and the eccentric lowering of the weight, such as on a bicep curl, that what would take you, let's just pick someone who's doing 55-pound dumbbells under a normal 1 second up, 1 to 2 seconds down, and getting 8 to 10 reps, versus someone in time under tension would probably have to cut down to 40 pounds and slow it down, to where the time under tension people would be doing this exercise in say 30 to 40 seconds, and the mechanical tension people doing it the normal way would be doing it from 10 to 15 seconds. And the time under tension people are saying you feel the contraction, focus mind-body connection, lowering it, getting that negative, that eccentric, you recruiting more muscle fibers, and I agree with that as well. But the mechanical tension people are saying that is not the main driving source of building muscle, it is the mechanical tension. So, who's right? If you were in a race to get the most amount of muscle in the shortest amount of time, not caring about injuries, not caring about form, then 100% the people who are doing the mechanical tension for the 8 reps, not the powerlifters who are doing 1 rep maxes, then yes, that mechanical tension load is going to produce the most results the fastest. That's not to say that the time under tension people who are cutting the weight down and doing a lot slower aren't going to get the same amount of muscle mass. They are. It's just going to take a little bit more time, and they most likely will not have the same amount of strength as the people who are overloading with mechanical tension. Obviously, not only are they building muscle, but they're building more strength than normal versus the other side. So what is my time under tension philosophy? Well, mine is slowing down the exercises to that 4 to 5 seconds up on a bicep curl, 4 to 5 seconds down on bicep curl, and that's for any exercise. And the reason I'm doing it is, one, to feel, just like I've been saying, to feel the contraction, getting that mind-body connection, and recruiting as much muscle fibers as you can, and as well as on the negative or eccentric movement of lowering that weight to recruit even more muscle fibers and just get a more quality workout. So the reason I do that philosophy, if you haven't been listening to my podcast for a while, is one, I'm over 40. I've had injuries all my life from doing the other way and powerlifting and doing as much mechanical tension as I can. Pretty much injured every joint on my body. I've healed because in your 20s, that's easy to do. But now over 40s, I've had a freak back accident, had back surgery. I have to worry about that for the rest of my life. I've seen all the older bodybuilders and all the gyms that I've owned who still lift this way have insane amount of problems with joints, inflammation, and they just take more and more supplements or steroids to bypass that. And it's just a downward spiral of problems for later in life. So that is the main reason why I choose that side. And I do know that'll take a little bit longer to get me to where if I had just done the traditional 1 second up, 1 second down, lift as heavy as you can safely. But I'm telling you, with the time under tension philosophy, I still got the same amount of muscle mass that I had in my 30s of doing it the old way. Let's skip the 20s right off the bat, because we'll never get back to where we were in our 20s unless you're juicing. So for me at 43 to have as much muscle as I had in my younger 30s or more with this methodology, and the only thing I'm losing is I can't lift as much. Well, this is what I tell all my clients. What do you care about strength and power if you're not getting paid millions of dollars to be an NFL athlete or whatever? I mean, one, if this is your passion, yeah, but you know the risks. But for me, it's not worth it. And over both sides, and I love seeing this on social media realm with all these gurus, they make it sound so important that you have to put on as much muscle as humanly possible. Well, they're not even talking about how there is a genetic limit on what you are capable of without intervention like steroids or something else that we come up with later. Why are you keep striving to hit that red line at the top where anything past that is just 100% injuries? What is wrong with getting close to that red line, having a great aesthetically looking body, very functional, you feel great, no joint pain? Not only that, you're most likely lighter because you have a tiny bit less muscle than the other side who just focuses on mechanical tension. They have to hold that body weight with more protein, and more protein being digested by the body is not the greatest for your liver, not the greatest for longevity, and that's been proven. Eating less is the best for longevity. So it's an all-in-one perfect philosophy of doing more time under tension, slowing it down. And all these social media 20-year-olds out there do these videos and make fun of time under tension while they're lifting like 10-pound weights and doing it for 30 reps or 40 reps. That's not what we're doing. You're just cutting the weight a little bit, slowing it down by 3 to 4 more seconds, and you can still play with the same philosophies of progressive overload, meaning if I'm doing 4 to 5 reps using my methodology, as soon as you can and want to, up the weight. There's your progressive overload, and you can go as long as you want. And I'm telling you, it's a lot safer than the 1 to 2 second lifts, heavy mechanical tension, ripping out your joints. And then you get an injury, then you have to wait weeks, a month to repair. And the older you get, the longer that happens. Versus my philosophy, there's way less risk, way less need to recover, and just feeling good all the time. And then one more thing I see out there is someone who kind of is in the middle ground saying you should go as heavy as you can on the up, the concentric, and on the eccentric to slow that down. And yeah, but you're still able to load up that exercise so much on the concentric, like on a bicep curl on the way up to hurt the joints. And it's not that hard to slow that down. I can grab 100-pound dumbbells someone will have to help me get them up, and I could slow them down for a couple seconds. So that methodology doesn't sound that great to me either. Most important thing is what works for you. You know, try all these different things. If you're sick of getting hurt, your joints, you're getting older, you're blowing out your rotator cuff, maybe try the more time under tension. If you've never had a problem in your life, then you're a genetic freak and I applaud you and that is awesome. Then keep doing what you're doing. You know, I've just discovered a way that works for the least amount of work and the least amount of dieting to lose the most amount of weight, gain the most amount of muscle mass for being over 40. And this is just what I've found being the best. But if something different works for you, that's great, because the whole name of the game is move, build some type of lean muscle mass, have a decent enough diet that you're eating the most real foods. And like I've talked about on this show with all the longevity experts out there, and I attended this longevity summit that was online, over 55 different speakers, it pretty much comes down to all these crazy longevity tricks and supplements and everything are only to give you like a 5 to 10% boost in your lifespan. Everyone across the board agrees. If you can move, get your mitochondria back up by moving fast every now and then, having a clean diet as organic as you can get, cleanest water, real foods, not processed foods, that is literally 90, 95% of what it's going to take to cross that 100-year threshold. And for me and my show, that is most important to me. But you know what? I want to look good doing it too. But with all the injuries I've had, I can never go back there. I cannot have tennis elbow anymore. I cannot have jacked up knees anymore. I got to protect this back. I have a degenerated L5-S1 disc now, and it will never come back. So with all this, you make your decision. Try different things, but really journal what is feeling good, what kind of workouts are good, what kind of diet feels great. Keep biohacking. Obviously, have a medical doctor or health wellness professional when you have questions to use them as a backboard. And just stay motivated. That's the other thing. So keep listening to my show. Keep listening to other shows, social media, your friends. You have to stay ingrained in this health and fitness journey by consuming information and talking about it, or you're going to get bored. You're going to get out of the routine, and then you're just going to feel like a lost soul in your health journey. So that's all I got for today. As always, in my show notes, I have a link for a Zoom consultation. I always do a free 15 minutes with everybody just to see if I can't point you in the right direction. Other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening. If you've been enjoying this podcast and other podcasts like it and have ever thought about doing your own, I highly recommend it. There is hardly any competition in the podcasting world compared to all other social media channels. Actually, I started a new podcast called Step by Step Podcasting, where I'm using that actual podcast and going in sequential order of doing what I did for over 40 fitness hacks over the course of 3 years, and hoping to do it in 6 months with this podcast. So if you're at all interested, check it out, and check out my link for Descript in the show notes. It's an editing software that has literally saved my life in the podcasting world. Check it out, or I'll catch you on the next one of Over 40 Fitness Hacks.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.